I've got a food science, well, a contamination update here for you that I think you'll find fascinating. And I fully understand that maybe for everybody, food isn't the number one priority because banks are collapsing, the dollar's losing value. You know, World War III seems to be almost, we're on the verge of that with Russia and so on. I know there's a lot of big things going on, but, you know, food is something you eat every day. And it turns out that food is a minefield, kind of like a battlefield. You never know if you're going to step on a mine. And if you don't do testing of the food supply, then you just don't know what you're going to get. And a good example of that is today, I was informed by one of my analysts that's running the glyphosate method that they found 650 plus parts per billion of glyphosate in organic black beans. And the reason they brought this to my attention was because, well, this is a potential vendor that we had not worked with before with black beans, and we were seeing if their products are clean or what have you. And normally we don't find high glyphosate in organic beans or legumes or vegetables and so on. You know, organic usually means low glyphosate, as it should, because glyphosate's not allowed to be used on organic crops. But for whatever reason, this batch had crazy high, like the highest we've ever seen in beans. 650 nanograms per milliliter, essentially, which is 650 parts per billion. And understand that glyphosate is something that can be biologically active at very low parts per billion concentration in your blood. And although I'm not concerned about single digit parts per billion in beer or something, or, you know, even if there's 10 parts per billion in beer, you know, hopefully you're not drinking so much beer that you're getting a large mass of glyphosate. But for something like beans, especially black beans that people can eat in pretty large quantities and routine quantities, you know, without being an alcoholic, you can still eat a lot of beans. So when I start to see values of like even 50 parts per billion in a routine food that people can eat on a daily basis, then, you know, I start getting concerned. So obviously we rejected this lot of the black beans. Thing is, not only was it organic, the country of origin was also the United States. So like, okay, black beans are not GMO crops. There are no GMO black beans, to my knowledge. I've never heard of anything like that. So what is all the glyphosate, which is an herbicide, obviously, what's it doing in the black beans? And how did it end up in organic black beans? And there are really only a couple of answers to that, frankly. One of them is that they sprayed the black bean crop with glyphosate as a desiccant to dry it more quickly in the field in order to accelerate the harvest time. However, and that's done on wheat crops, that's done on all kinds of beans and legumes and grains and oats. There's a lot of glyphosate that's lurking in oats for that very reason, by the way. A lot of farmers just spray the oat field with glyphosate to kill it and then harvest it. They do that. It's a desiccant for oats. That tells me that there's a possibility that somebody cheated, or that they were irrigating the black bean crops using water that was contaminated with glyphosate because of spraying upstream. So those are the two possibilities, the two most likely possibilities. This level of glyphosate in the black beans cannot come from just spraying a crop adjacent and just having wind drift of glyphosate into the black beans. I don't think that that's the origin of this. This is either they sprayed the black beans directly, which would be a violation of USDA organic standards, which means somebody's committing, you know, bean fraud. The bean counters have committed bean fraud. Or they're using irrigation water, like I said, from upstream, where somebody's been dumping loads of glyphosate on other crops upstream, and then maybe it rained, and then somehow that water was used to irrigate the black beans. That's a possibility. But I think the more likely possibility is they just sprayed the crops. And I would expect a lot of organic fraud out of certain countries, such as China, but not typically in the United States. So the fact that we're seeing this as a U.S.-sourced product that is certified organic and high glyphosate this just reinforces the fact that the food landscape is a minefield. And anybody who's not doing the testing, you know, all the other companies that are selling food at grocery stores or, you know, survival food companies or whatever, that's not even bothering with organic or bothering with lab testing, you know, at some point you're going to get a batch that's crazy high glyphosate or crazy high lead or crazy high arsenic or crazy high aflatoxins. If you're not doing the testing, you just don't know. Bottom line, it's the raw truth. I know not everybody wants to hear that, because maybe they bought a bunch of food that was never tested and they want to think it's okay. It might not be okay. It might be loaded with glyphosate, even if it's organic. And we've seen high lead in organic products too, because of course the organic certification program doesn't even test for lead. Frankly, the organic certification label, it doesn't even test for glyphosate. It just says you can't use it. And then they do, you know, on-site inspections of farms, and they, you know, they make you sign statements if you're a farmer that you're not using glyphosate on these crops. And then they take a look at your barn. You know, if they see a bunch of glyphosate laying around, they might ask more questions. But even the USDA organic program does not test farm products for glyphosate. There's not a glyphosate testing mechanism in the organic certification program. There's not a heavy metals testing. There's not aflatoxin testing. There's not dioxin testing. There's no herbicide, pesticide testing, even for organophosphates or anything else. None of that is tested under USDA organic. I'm not saying that the program is worthless. They work in other ways, you know, such as making you prove where you got the raw materials from, where did you buy the seeds from, where did you buy, you know, the starters from, where did you buy your fertilizer from, all these kinds of things. There are other ways, but I'm just saying they don't test the final product. So it is, in fact, very possible to get a high glyphosate batch of food or a high heavy metals batch of food. And so when you go out to eat, when you shop at the grocery store, when you buy retail products, even preparedness or storable survival food, what have you, even if it's organic, but especially if it's not organic, there's no way to know when you're hitting a landmine of high glyphosate or high lead or what have you. And that's why it's critical, number one, to make sure that you buy from sources that you trust. And if you can, buy from sources that are doing the testing and not just trusting the certification from their supplier, which is what most people do. It's like, oh, they told us it's all good, and then we trusted it, and then we sold. No, like we've learned over the years, that's never, you can't trust certificates from suppliers, that you have to retest it yourself. Or maybe in addition to that, you need detox. And what I mean by detox are all the natural daily detox things that work, like, you know, drinking more water, sweating more. You need good kidney function. You need good liver function. So you need liver support. And what are all the herbs and nutrients that support your liver? You know, licorice root and dandelion root, and what have you. What are the things that support your kidneys? You know, what, corn silk tea and chanca piedra for, you know, eliminating kidney stones and all kinds of things. There's urinary tract cleansing, all kinds of things. And it is important to do these things, because you never know when you're going to ingest some like landmine of something really, really toxic. And also, by the way, when it comes to heavy metals toxicity, make sure that you eat things that contain a significant portion of natural fruit fiber. Because I don't know if you recall this, but in all of our simulation testing years ago of digestion simulations, and then testing the results of what eliminated heavy metals, one of the best answers, not the only answer, but one really good answer, was fruit fiber. Fiber from citrus fruit, fiber from even just apples and pears, fiber from any kind of fruit, including grapefruit fiber, by the way. And you can take that as a supplement. So if you go out to eat and you don't know what's in the food, and I go out to eat sometimes too, I don't know what's in the food. Guess what? I'm taking fruit fiber. I'm taking vitamin C. I'm taking liver protection herbs. I'm making sure that I have in advance that I'm consuming things that will help protect me against the toxicity that may be lurking in the food that you can't see, that you don't know is there, and nobody's even testing for. So you add this up over 10 or 20 years, you do the right things here like I'm talking about, you're going to have far lower exposure to all of these toxic chemicals, which means you have a far lower risk of cancer, you have less exposure to heavy metals, you have less exposure to dioxins, you know, on and on. All of this matters. It adds up over the years. If you want a clean body, clean blood, clean mind, clean liver, clean kidneys, clean heart, clean arteries, all of it, a neurological system that functions, a reproductive system that functions, an immune system that functions, it's about toxin avoidance and elimination. And frankly, testing's the only way to know what's in there, because you can't look at it and just say, oh yeah, gosh, I see the glyphosate. No, it doesn't work that way. It's invisible. You have to have an instrument. So there we go. Fascinating finding. If you want clean food that is tested, obviously you can support us, healthrangerstore.com. And we also offer, by the way, detoxification superfood supplements like chlorella and spirulina that themselves are lab tested. And most of those are certified organic, not every single variety, because aquaculture is different than agriculture. And all those single cell microalgae, they're all grown in aquaculture environment, which doesn't use pesticides or herbicides, because obviously there are no weeds that grow in aquaculture. Like, anyway, it's a complex story, but you can check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com also. Take care. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you, simply because I want like-minded people to survive.